You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. And this is episode number 532. Thanks guys for hanging out with us. We sure appreciate it. Hope you're having a great week. It's a great day here at Drone U.
Definitely. And special thanks to all of you guys out there who have shared our podcast, reviewed it on iTunes or Stitcher or Overcast, wherever you listen to the show. But also a very special thank you to our sponsors, not only Charkey, but also unmannedsas.com/DroneU. The guys over at unmannedsas.com/DroneU, they're really good at one thing, fixing your broken drone. And most likely, fixing your emotions. If you're nervous that your drone is never going to come back to life again, it's never going to take off to the skies once again, see that amazing sunset, don't worry, because the guys at unmannedsas.com/DroneU will fix your drone, and for $29.95, they'll send you a shipping slip, so you can send it right to them. They're going to diagnose your drone, and if you elect to get it fixed with them, guess what? $20 goes back into fixing your drone. So again, check them out. Your drone will stay in the United States, and that way you can ensure that you're going to get your drone back just as fast as possible. So again, unmannedsas.com/DroneU. So Rob, if I want to go bald, where's the best place to go?
Walmart.
Oh, I was not expecting that.
Yeah, then you just get some clippers.
Oh.
And then you just, I'd be happy to take care of that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no way.
Come on.
No, no, no. I love my shining golden locks of love.
Let's play that question. I ever need to hear that again.
Hey guys, Ken from New Jersey. Just had a question about micro SD cards. If the memory should be, say, 64 gigs and up, and what the min write and read speed should be for the cards for doing things like recording 4K video and hyperlapse photography. So, appreciate any help you could provide in this. Thanks a lot.
All right, Paul. So here's the thing. You go to Amazon and you want to buy an SD card.
Live in the drone life book?
That's what you do first, which leads you to getting out there and flying and getting images and recording video and doing all that cool stuff. But you got to make sure that whatever you record it on is going to take care of it.
Yes.
So there's a lot of choices out there, though. And you might be you might be tempted to save a buck.
Okay, so let me give you a quick story. Recently, I had to go to Best Buy because I had two cameras stolen and I had to buy a new one. And I was getting SD cards and I'm looking at my Amazon account because I get SD cards from Amazon all the time. Normally, let's just knock this in the bud. You have to get the Extreme Plus cards from SanDisk. Lexar, I forget what they call them. They're blue and black, but the cards that you want for SanDisk are gold and red. And you have to make sure that the read speed and the write speed is 90 megabits per second. Again, write speed, 90 megabits per second.
Why is that important?
It's important because the camera has to be able to buffer the footage to the card fast enough, because if it can't write fast enough, the imagery won't be actually recorded to the card itself. Now, I know a lot of people have been like, oh, well, why isn't he saying, you know, class 10 U3 or class 1 U3? Because honestly, guys, I have seen U3 or class 1 or class 10 on the same cards with different write speeds. So I don't think that those distinctions are universal enough to give you the right data. The one thing you need to look for when buying an SD card is the write speed, which is 90 megabits per second.
So don't go lower than that.
Don't
go. Do they have higher than that?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
So actually at CES this year, they debuted a 1 terabyte micro SD card.
Wait, what about write speed?
It was like 150 megasecond.
Those are probably pretty expensive. I mean, obviously
like
1 terabyte, but even the write speed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now that being said, when I was at Best Buy, I'm looking at my Amazon account. In fact, I'm going to pull it up right now. Don't let me forget, Rob, I'll get people the links for these cards.
Okay.
I went into Best Buy. I'm looking at these cards and I'm sitting there like, wait a minute. $50, $60. For this little SD card, like, you've got to be kidding
me. For one card.
Yeah, for one card. Yeah. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense at all. Like, how is that possible? And so I go online and the guy says, well, we'll do price matching. And if you can get the same, like, I think it was the same SKU number, then we will give you the card.
Same price.
Yeah. As long as it's sold and fulfilled by Amazon. So I go and I've got it right here. SanDisk Extreme 64 gig micro SDXC UHS 1 card with adapter. It's got a write speed of 90 megabits per second. On Amazon, it's $29.63, which is a really good price for a micro SD card. But at Best Buy, it was $50 or $60. I can't remember. So I pulled up the SKU of this and he's like, oh, well, the SKUs don't match. And I'm like, it's the same product though. I mean,
that's Best Buy.
Yeah. And I'm like, your card is $55. This card is $29. And he's like, well, I can't price match. I said, okay. I pull out my phone and say, buy now on Amazon. Sucks, man. Like, you just lost a sale. Oh, wait, there's one more. I just bought another one. I just bought two for the price of one.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, the whole games that they play with the SKUs is really like,
yeah,
Best Buy. That's how you ruin relationships with potential customers. But so I decided to leave the store and I waited one day and I got two cards for the price of one. But I want you guys to know that Best Buy and the box stores will have specific SKU numbers towards the in-store stuff.
Right.
And you can get the same product online for normally half the price. It may be under a different SKU, so I would recommend not using your Amazon app to scan the barcode. Rather, just look it up yourself.
That's an important point.
Because guess what? The same card has a different SKU number and is twice the price on Amazon.
Yeah, that's...
Just to match the in-store stuff.
Yeah, clearly, that's why they say that's how their price match, because they know that it's not going to match. I mean, he knew that when he told you that.
The fact that they're creating two SKUs for one product, though, it seems like that's totally illegal, because as an Amazon seller, you're not supposed to have more than one SKU for a certain product. So I don't know how they're getting around that rule for Amazon, but I'm letting you guys know, because just like you, I was upset when I'm like, well, why are you guys trying to screw me over? Because I felt like I was being actively screwed over because someone had gone out of their way to make it more difficult to price match this thing. And that's not how you build brand loyalty.
Right.
So for you guys out there, 90 megabit write speed. Costco does have a deal right now where you can get two 32 gig, 90 megabit Extreme Plus cards from Costco for $60. I just bought a couple of those.
So that leads me to a question, and that is the size of it. You said 32 gig. We've got some 64s.
Yeah.
I've heard, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, but you don't want to go too big on those.
Yeah, I never go above 64 because they tend to fail. And I also buy SanDisk because I've had a lot of Lexar cards fail.
Okay.
I've had two SanDisk 64 gigabyte cards fail on me, and I've had four Lexar cards fail
on me. And you use more SanDisk, so.
Yeah, well, the thing is, too, so just so you know, when I got the Mavic Pro for Chad Hudson, we were in Arizona, his Mavic card failed when I put it in my Mavic, and it was a Lexar card, and it was a day old.
Wow.
So
now, not good.
I'm sure it could be a manufacturing, like,
a defect,
you know,
of some sort.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you feel any better.
Oh, no, especially when you're out there and it's sunset and you've got three surfers behind a yacht and you're just having a ball. But
horrible.
I think that answers our question today, guys. If you have comments or questions about it, please let us know. Go to askdroneu.com. I'm sure you guys can tell I'm a little sick right now. That's what happens when you travel all the time, but I wouldn't have it any other way. So I get to sit down here and be here with you guys, and that is what makes this special. So thank you again, guys, for the reviews. Check out the droneubook.com, droneubook.com. Check it out. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is a sick episode of Ask Drone You, because I'm sick. Get it? Punny.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.